Fasten your seatbelt and turn up the radio. We're going on a road trip.
Be a snap and hammer, it's a little too heavy, but for my size, but for my size. Now
you're listening to the music of Art Stevenson and Highwater, one of America's top bluegrass bands, who will be headlining a Wisconsin Public Radio event the evening of Thursday, June 7th, the Simply Folk Shindig at the Rothschild Pavilion. I'm Glenn Moberg. For more than two decades, Art, his wife Stephanie, and his band have been pioneers in contemporary string music, based in central Wisconsin, but heard and appreciated nationally. Art Stevenson is with us for the next hour on Route 51 to talk about his music and perform live in our Wisconsin Public Radio studios on guitar and harmonica. He'd also like to hear from you. If you love string music, if you've seen Art Stevenson and Highwater perform, give us a call at 1-800-780-9742. 1-800-780-9742. Or put a question on the Route 51 webpage, wpr.org/route51.
Won't you make my tombstone out of number 9 coal, out of number 9 gold? Now, old my buddy, don't you roll slow. Packing up, packing up, when the wheels don't go. Well, old my buddy, don't you roll slow. Packing up, packing up, when the wheels don't go.
Art Stevenson, good to have you with us again.
Good to be here, Glenn.
Well, that's a traditional song called Roll On Buddy, or is it sometimes known, 9-Pound Hammer?
The 9-Pound Hammer, yeah.
Cut off of your CD, Twilight.
Yes, sir.
That song was also performed by Merle Travis and John Prine. John Prine on his third album.
Yeah, I love John Prine. Merle Travis, I'm a big fan of his, too.
So we're looking forward to seeing you Thursday, June 7th at the Rothschild Pavilion.
This is going to be great. It's going to be a great night of music. I'm glad to be on board with you.
And we've got not only you, but we've got singer-songwriter Joseph Huber, who you're familiar with.
That's right. Big fan of his.
And then another Milwaukee-based act, a folk music duo, Nickel and Rose, who are doing some really experimental things with string music.
That's what I want to get more familiar with their stuff. I really want to learn about them.
Well, we'll play a cut from both of them a little bit later this morning. And if you're interested, again, that's Thursday, June 7th. It gets underway at 7 p.m. at the Rothschild Pavilion, and you can find tickets at wpr.org/presents. That's wpr.org/presents. So what you been up to?
Well, it's a mixture of experiences, really. I have a teaching position at the university in Stevens Point, and so that just ended.
What do you teach?
Physics and astronomy.
Physics
and astronomy. Oh yeah,
the physics of bluegrass, or
well, sometimes I bring the guitar in for a particular lab so that we can talk about waves and sound waves and resonance.
It is all mathematics, you know, when you get right down to it.
You can analyze it. You can analyze it into great detail.
And it's amazing how that all ties into human emotions too.
I think so.
Well, Art Stevenson, you are a Renaissance man. Physics and astronomy and bluegrass music. And
thank you.
You and Stephanie have a pretty nice, I hate to call it a farm, but it's more than a garden going in central Wisconsin.
Oh, and we're trying to get things in the ground right now. After that big blizzard, we kind of got held back just a little bit from work in the ground, but now we're planting. And we have seedlings to put in, and we have seeds to plant, and we've got some things up already. And It's an exciting time of year for that, certainly.
Well, we're going to hear some live music from you in a bit, but I want to play some more music off of that CD, Twilight. This one is called California Cotton Fields.
My drifting memory goes back to days of 43, I was just a child in mama's arms. Daddy plowed the ground and prayed that someday we would leave this rundown mortgaged Oklahoma farm. Hey, then one night I heard my daddy saying to my mama that he had finally saved enough to go. California was his dream of paradise, where he had seen pictures in the magazine that told him so. California
wealth as Daddy ever came.
Art, the theme of this song, labor camps, the Great Depression, people making the trek to California to put food on the table, that entire experience generated much of what became the American folk music renaissance in the 40s, 50s, and 60s.
I think it did. The Americana music came out of that, too. People wrote down their experiences or their perceptions of the experiences and started to make these songs, detailing these adventures and misadventures in this life.
A lot of the music of Woody Guthrie and Pete Seeger came from that experience.
Yes, it did. As a matter of fact, yes, it did.
What? Tell us a little bit about this particular song, California Cotton Fields.
Well, this was first recorded by Merle Haggard, but it wasn't a hit for him. He did a fantastic version of it, of course. I heard it done by the Seldom Seen, a bluegrass band from Washington, D.C., and they have a particularly good rendition of it that they put out in the 1970s. And I learned it from Graham Parsons.
You learned it from Graham Parsons?
Yeah, Graham and Emmy Lou used to sing this a lot, and so a recording has been passed around of them singing it, and I got hold of it and learned it from them.
Well, let's listen to the last verse here.
The Model A was loaded down in California bound, and the change it looked just 4 days away. But the only change that I remember seeing or my daddy was when his dark hair turned silver gray. California cotton fields, where labor camps are filled with worried men with broken dreams. California cotton fields, as close to wealth as daddy ever came. As close to wealth as daddy ever came.
I'm Glenn Moberg. If you just joined us, we're talking to Art Stevenson of Art Stevenson and High Water, a great bluegrass band based right in central Wisconsin. And we'd like to hear from you. Art would like to hear from you if you appreciate his music, if you've seen his shows, if you're interested in going to the shindig that we've got scheduled for June 7th at the Rothschild Pavilion. Give us a call at 1-800-780-9742. That's 1-800-780-9742. Or you can put a comment on the Route 51 webpage, wpr.org/Route 51. We do have wide open phone lines right now, so you can get right on through. You've been doing this for more than two decades now, Art.
Yeah, this is our 25th year as a band, which I find kind of amazing at how quickly the time flies. Like Willie Nelson said, gee, ain't it funny how time slips away?
Yeah.
But it's our 25th year, and we're still going strong. We're playing a lot of dates this summer and going to Indiana this weekend and, of course, coming to the Shindig on June 7th and lots of other stuff going on.
Well, tell us about the other members of the band. Let's start with Dale Reichert. He plays banjo and dobro and sings.
Right. He's been with us since we first started in 1993, and I met him in 1985. I was at a bluegrass festival in Minnesota, and we heard this banjo. And it was really loud and clear. You could hear it, I'm serious, a half a mile away over the top of the rest of the jam session that was going on there. And so we had to go have a look, and we introduced ourselves to him and got to be friends. And so we've been working on and off ever since, and he's been in the band for 25 years.
And you've also got Bruce King, who plays mandolin and sings for you.
That's right. And he's been around the Wisconsin scene for years and years. The band Alive and Pickin' back in the 1970s played Mole Lake Bluegrass Fest.
Oh, right, right.
I think that's where I first met Bruce, and he was only about 17 when he joined that band. And so he's been at it for so many years.
And then on the album Twilight, you feature a guy, Eric Christopher, on fiddle. He's not a regular member of the ensemble, is he, or is he?
Sometimes I wish he was, but he's got a great band called the High 48s, and we work on and off with them, and so I've been very familiar with Eric and his great fiddle playing, and so we've used him on some recordings we've made. And yeah, I know. If I could have a fiddle player, I might just pick Eric. I might just pick him.
And then your wife Stephanie, of course, plays a mean upright bass, and she's a good singer.
She's my rock in many ways. We've been married for 24 years and playing music for ever since we met. And on the bass, she is just an absolute heartbeat. She never fails.
Well, let's listen to a cut that features her. This is off of your John Deere album, and this particular cut has a real Western swing feel to it, And again, features Art's wife and musical partner, Stephanie Stevenson, on vocals.
I'm tired of bumming around. No, I just can't settle down until I find the one I'm searching for. It's plain for me to see that my life won't be complete until I find the one I'm searching for. Well, I don't know where to start, and I don't know where to go, but this aching in my heart will drive me on, I know. I'm tired of bumming around, no, I just can't settle down until I find the one I'm searching for.
There's that dobro.
Dale can really play the dobro well, can't he?
Yeah, you know, it's wonderful music, and it, you can't believe it's acoustic.
No, and he uses a major sixth tuning, I think it is. He'll probably correct me if I'm not right on that, but it's kind of unique in bluegrass. Most people use an open major chord tuning, but he uses a different one, slightly different. It's more like country.
Well, I don't know where to start, and I don't know where to go, but this aching in my heart will drive me on, I know. I'm tired of bumming around, no, I just can't settle down until I find the one I'm searching for.
So how did you meet Stephanie?
Well, we had a mutual acquaintance, still have a mutual acquaintance, in Chuck Mitchell. Chuck Mitchell, and I was playing a Thursday night open mic session in Stevens Point with Chuck, and she was aware of his music, but not aware of me at all. Anyway, she came out to see him one night, and he introduced us.
And so did she have a thing for Chuck Mitchell?
I'm not sure. I think she just liked his music, but at any rate...
She ended up going out with the other guitarist.
Yeah, the other guitar player, right. It was a fantastic way to meet, and Chuck ended up singing at our wedding.
How do you pick the music that you record? How did you pick that particular selection?
Well, that last number I found is a 45, and we were looking through the used record bin a long time ago down in Madison, Wisconsin. So I picked that one out, and I think I found a Stanley Brothers 45 on Mercury that day too. So it was a nice day to score music, I guess, and I just gave the recording to Stephanie, and she learned it.
I love the cutout bins. You know, yeah. I spent a lot of time going through the cutout bins, especially in antique stores. I was in Stevens Point over the weekend. My son graduated at UW.
And congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. But we went to the antique store there, and I ended up walking out with, you know, just a stack of records that I found, all different genres, some bluegrass, some old rock music, some jazz. Found an old Willie Nelson tune,
oh,
Over
yeah.
the Rainbow. And
I love my vinyl.
And the unfortunate thing is the folks who are selling the old vinyl are beginning to understand that it's worth something now, so those prices are climbing back.
They are. They're going back up. It's gone up and down, and now it's going up. So if you want to sell your vinyl, this might be a good time to do it. I don't know if I'm going to do anything of the sort. I tend to hoard my vinyl.
Yeah, I'm running out of places to put it all.
Oh, yeah. I've got it in the attic, and the joists are sagging, you know. It's like...
You know, I was a disc jockey in the 70s, and they paid us in vinyl records, it seemed, instead of the salary. And I've got literally thousands of albums that are stacked up in our living room, and I still listen to them. So.
It's a treasure. You can always digitize them, too, and, you know, put them on MP3s if it's easier that way. But I like to play them on the turntable.
Well, we're going to listen to the music of two of the other bands that will be performing Thursday night, June 7th, at the Simply Folk Shindig at the Rothschild Pavilion. And again, if you're interested in that, you can get tickets at wpr.org/presents. Joseph Huber is a Milwaukee-based singer-songwriter. He's a former member of the 357 String Band. He plays guitar, banjo, fiddle, and harmonica. Here's a live performance of his own composition called Hello, Milwaukee.
Well, I said goodbye for that highway. I took you by the hand and I told you not to cry. But you did anyway. No, you haven't lost me, 'cause you're an Eden to me. Though I'm a first fallen leaf, merely a memory for those who sought me. Well, so long, Milwaukee. Overcome by all these things that I've been fighting as I'm riding through these beautiful states America shapes to the lonely feelings I am hiding and I'm putting right.
So Art, Joseph Huber called his previous band, the 357 String Band, a streetgrass group.
Oh, there was something else. I did a number of shows with them, and that was the first time I met Joe and, you know, got to know him a little bit. It was bluegrass, and it was played like rock and roll. It's hard to describe. They played really fast. They played really hard. They had a slap bass player that just, you know, rocked the world with this crazy slap bass. It was just fantastic music.
And Huber toured with them for 7 years before going out on his own.
Sure, they went to Europe. They went all over the place, playing clubs.
Welcome me in. Don't let the snow fall by my side to gently remind me that I can't win and that I'm never. That the stone I've been rolling, a rolling and rolling, forever up the hill was meant for sinking. And Lord, I've been drinking, and the bottles caught me, and I'm thinking I should go back home and live that simple life my father taught. In old Milwaukee.
Joseph Huber, Milwaukee-based singer-songwriter, who will be performing at the Simply Folk Shindig at the Rothschild Pavilion with our guest on Route 51 today, Art Stevenson and Highwater. It's the evening of Thursday, June 7th. We want to get to the other band that will be performing that night, also performing another Milwaukee-based group, a folk music duo called Nickel and Rose, comprised of guitarist Carl Nichols and upright bassist Joanna Rose. They formed back in 2018. They've toured Europe. They've played in France, the Czech Republic, Germany, Romania, Poland, and Ukraine. And they've got an interesting take on string music, not exactly traditional bluegrass.
Bleed through my body till I pray.
Stevenson, I hear a little bit of Billie Holiday in that voice.
I was thinking the very same thing. She sounds like Billie. She's very, channeling.
Yeah, very very unique. Guitarist Carl Nichols adds elements of West African music and the blues, and Joanna Ross brings her experience playing bluegrass, folk, and jazz.
I'm pretty sure I saw her sit in with a blues band on a show, and she was tremendous. She was singing with them and playing the bass.
And On Milwaukee credits them with, quote, an especially expansive vision of roots music, and Jazz Estate recognizes them for, quote, their romantic and stylish music that cannot easily be defined by common genres of music.
God, they're great.
Again, that's the Milwaukee-based folk music duo Nickel and Rose. They'll be at the Simply Folk Shindig at the Rothschild Pavilion with our guest today on Route 51, Art Stevenson and his band, High Water, and also Joseph Huber. That, again, is Thursday, June 7th. You can find tickets at wpr.org/presents. You know, there seems to be kind of a renaissance of string music these
days.
There
sure is.
Not only in America, but in central Wisconsin.
It's happening. It's been happening for about 10 years.
And it's not all traditional bluegrass
music.
Oh,
no, no. In fact, traditional bluegrass is kind of a small niche, I think, part of that motion of these string bands coming up, like the Horseshoes and Hand Grenades. And
we'll listen to some of them a little bit later in the program.
The Dig Deep Boys and yeah.
But you're kind of a traditional bluegrass guy.
Yeah, that's been my shtick. Yeah, I love it. I love the music of the pioneers. You know, the Bill Monroe, the Flat and Scruggs, and Stanley Brothers, and
Roy Acuff.
Roy Acuff too. Oh,
gained a lot of new followers about 45 years ago when he appeared on that groundbreaking album by the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, "Will the Circle Be Unbroken?"
Yeah, which was the very first bluegrass album I ever had. As a matter of fact, and still remains one of my favorites.
Well, we're going to play an old Roy Acuff tune. This is from your John Deere album, and then we'll take a short break, and Art will meet you on the other side with some live music. Art Stevenson and High Water, live on Route 51. We'll be back with some live music after this short break. And again, if you'd like to talk to Art, give us a call at 1-800-780-9742. That's 1-800-780-9742. Or you can put a question or comment on the Route 51 webpage. I'll read it live on the air.
Can't you hear that whistle blowing? Can't you hear that lonesome whine? Gonna get you at the crossing just to ease my worried mind. Well, I left Tennessee this morning. I'm heading for North Carolina. With a heavy heart inside me, I've got rambling on my mind. Can't you hear that whistle blowing? Can't you hear that lonesome whine? Gonna catch you at the crossing just to ease my worried mind. You've heard my story, and tonight I'm homeward bound. Gonna settle down forever and quit all my rambling round. Can't you hear that whistle blowing? Can't you hear that lonesome whine? Gonna catch you at the crossing just to ease my worried mind. Blowing. Can't you hear that lonesome whine? Gonna catch you at the crossing just to ease my worried mind.
Hi. I'm Dan Robinson, host of WPR's Simply Folk, and I'm excited to let you know the Simply Folk Shindig is coming back to the Rothschild Pavilion on June 7th. Join us for an evening of fun, food, and great music, featuring three of Wisconsin's hottest folk bands, Art Stevenson and Highwater, Joseph Hubert, and Nickel and Rose. You can find all the details at WPR.org/presents.
And the guy playing that harmonica on that spot is none other than our guest, Art Stevenson, whose band Highwater will be at the Simply Folk Shindig. an Orange Blossom special, Art.
We'll be sure to play it that night.
Art's got his guitar, he's got his harmonica, as you can hear, and we're about to hear some live music on Route 51.
Yeah. A little bit of hard traveling, you think? A little bit of Woody Guthrie to start things off?
Let's do it.
I've been hitting some hard traveling, I thought you know. I've been hitting some hard traveling way down the road. I've been hitting some hard traveling, hard rambling, hard gambling. Been hitting some hard traveling load. Oh, I've been laying in hard rock jail, I thought you know. I've been waiting out 90 days way down the road. Well, that dang old judge said to me, it's 90 days for vagrancy. Been hitting some hard traveling, Lord. Well, I've been hitting some hard harvesting, I thought you knowed. I've been waiting on pressure drill way down the road. Hammer flying, air hose sucking, 6 foot mud, sure been mucking. Been hit some hard traveling, Lord. Oh, I've been hit some hard traveling, I thought you knowed. I've been hit some hard traveling way down the road. I've been hit some hard traveling, hard rambling, hard gambling. Been hit some hard traveling, Lord. I've been laying in hard rock jail, I thought you knowed. I've been waiting out 90 days way down the road. Oh, that dang old judge said to me, it's 90 days for vagrancy. Been in some hard traveling, Lord.
All right, Woody Guthrie, responsible for so much great American music.
He was out working those jobs, too. He was, you know, working in this and that, and labor mostly, unskilled labor, sign painting. He was skilled at that.
Well, it gave him a real appreciation for what America, and especially working in America, was all about.
And he shared his observations through songs and poetry.
Yes, he did, and those songs are still with us, you know, including one of the greatest songs ever written about America, This Land Is Your Land.
Yeah, and the poetry and the prose is still being discovered. There was so much that he wrote that hadn't been even examined by the public and still being turned over to us.
You know, Art, you did a song that I really loved called Dusty Boxcar Wall.
Oh, sure.
Can you do that for us? And that was the album that it came out on was Crossroads Magazine's Bluegrass Album of the Year for 1999.
That's right. We were riding high back then. I mean,
you're still riding high, my friend.
Yeah. It's been such a long road, you know, and this particular number has been with us since the beginning of our band, and we still get a lot of requests for it. I'm glad you like it, Glenn.
I love it. Art Stevenson, live on Route 51.
I'm going away, my baby. I'm gonna leave you, pretty gal. Train passes by as you lay sleeping. I want to write you a letter on Dusty Boxcar Wall. I had a true love in old Kentucky, and I had a gal in sunny Tennessee.
New York gal has caused me grief and sorrow, and now I'm just as lonesome as I can be. I'm going away, my baby. I'm gonna leave you, pretty gal. Train passes by as you lay sleeping. I'll write you a letter on a dusty boxcar wall. Well, city gal will cause you grief and sorrow, but a country gal's as sweet as she can be. Those city girls are cold and they're shallow, but a country gal's love's as deep as the deep blue sea. I'm going away, my baby. I'm gonna leave you, pretty gal. Train passes by as you lay sleeping. I'll write you a letter on a dusty boxcar wall. Pass away, go to heaven. That'll be the last train ride I'll ever see. Put a silver spike upon my gravestone, and on my casket, a weeping willow tree. I'm going away, my baby. I'm gonna leave you, pretty gal. Train passed by as you lay sleeping. I'll write you a letter on a dusty boxcar wall. I'll write you a letter on a dusty boxcar wall. I'll write you a letter on a dusty boxcar wall.
Art Stevenson live on Route 51. I'm Glenn Moberg, and reminder, Art will be performing at the Simply Folk Shindig June 7th at the Rothschild Pavilion. WPR.org/presents.
Sure, looking forward to that.
It's going to be a great show.
It's going to be a sellout, too. Those folks had better buy some tickets pretty quick, shouldn't they?
Yeah, I think they should. Although I don't know if I'm supposed to say that on the radio. My apologies if I just broke some rules here. Art, let's hear an old harmonica standard. You're not only a really good guitar player, but you're a real good harmonica player, and that's a kind of a humble instrument.
It is. I learned to play it when I was in high school, and I learned to play the shuffle part. This is kind of a breath cycling technique where you don't have to take a breath. You could just play and breathe through the harmonica like this. So I used to walk down the dirt road by my parents' house and just walk and play to that tempo and do the shuffle and breathe through the harmonica, and you can play that way for 20 minutes and really not stop if you want to. Drive people crazy, but you could do it. I learned a number of fiddle tunes on the harmonica, which most people don't bother learning to play.
Right. Well, Orange Blossom Special is one of them.
That's a good one. Old Joe Clark's a good one. Sail Away Ladies and this and that. And I also learned two versions of Cotton Eyed Joe. So I'd like to do the version that the band doesn't do. I can do both if you want, but anyway.
No, let's just do about a minute of this.
Okay. So.
I'd have been for Cotton Eye Joe. I'd have been married a long time ago. I'd have been married a long time ago. Hmm.
Cotton Eye Joe.
Yeah, that's the version I learned from Bob Wills, I guess.
All right. All right. Yeah, you know, the harmonica is something that, again, one of these quintessential American instruments. You hear it on folk music. You hear it on country music. You hear it on blues a lot.
I was afraid to play it at Bill Monroe's Bean Blossom because I didn't want Bill to hear this harmonica go, and I thought he'd be offended. But I was told by people later on that I was wrong, that I should have played it for him.
Well, there you go. Can we hear one more song of yours on the guitar?
Sure.
The one I'd like to hear is the title cut to a CD you had out a few years ago, John Deere. Another one of these songs near and dear to the heart of Wisconsin's farming community.
Right.
Well, I'm writing you this letter, Dad, but I will not sign my name. Though I didn't want to tell you, I guess I had to just the same. Well, it's rained for weeks. It flooded the creeks. I lost the whole crop of grain. And the man at the bank wouldn't loan me the money to plant that crop again. And today, Dad, I sold the old John Deere. The man who bought it's gonna fix it up, put it in a museum. Well, I guess that's where this whole thing's gone. A picture for people to pay to look upon. That's how they lived in the old days, son. Sheep's in the meadow, can't find the cows. Little boy blues, got a job in town. Old McAllister come by the other day. He said that he's had enough. Between the government and the subsidies, he just couldn't keep up. And if welfare checks his farming, then he'd simply just rather not. And I never said another word, Dad, as I watched him drive off. And today, Dad, I sold the old John Deere. Man who bought it's gonna fix it up, put it in a museum. Well, I guess that's where this whole thing's gone. A picture for people to pay to look upon. That's how they lived in the old days, son. Sheep's in the meadow, can't find the cows. Little boy blues, got a job in town. And today, Dad, I sold the old John Deere.
Art Stevenson live on Route 51. I'm Glenn Moberg. We're going to be back with more conversation and more music right after this short break. Our guest today on Route 51 is Art Stevenson, whose band Highwater will be headlining the Simply Folk Shindig the evening of Thursday, June 7th at the Rothschild Pavilion with Joseph Huber and Nickel and Rose. I'm Glenn Moberg. Art, we're listening to an instrumental piece off the Twilight album called Garvey Hollow.
It's Garvey Hollow, yep.
Got a Celtic feel to it. Tell us about that.
Well, Dale wrote this for the mandolin. Dale can play the mandolin, and he wrote this as a mandolin piece.
Dale Reichert
does, our banjo player. But, of course, he doesn't play any mandolin in the band, and so Bruce learned it from Dale. And Dale wrote the tune. Garvey Hollow is a place down in northern Kentucky where he spent some time growing up in his teenage years, I believe. So. This is one of those instrumentals that I never really get tired of. You know, I like to play it every show if the band will let me. You know,
uh-huh.
The band will go along with me on that suggestion. So,
well, you can hear Dale's banjo on this piece.
Oh, very much. Yes.
Art, let's talk about the string band revival that's going on right now. We heard earlier in the show from Joseph Huber and Nickel and Rose, two Milwaukee artists who'll be performing at the Simply Folk Shindig. But there's a lot of new string music coming out, not just nationally, but in central Wisconsin. We've got a whole string music revival.
It's a great scene here. It's the best scene that I've ever experienced as far as acoustic music in this area. It's happened in the last 10 years or so. It's amazing. And it's not restricted to traditional bluegrass or any one particular genre. People are playing banjos and fiddles and guitars and things, and they're doing whatever they feel.
Exploring some new spaces.
They are.
And as you said, not all of it is traditional bluegrass. About a year and a half ago on Route 51, we featured members of the critically acclaimed Central Wisconsin string band Horseshoes and Hand Grenades, along with members of Dig Deep. We had a live jam session in the show, and I sat in on it on guitar. So here we are playing a Horseshoes and Hand Grenades original called Weary Bones. It's recorded live in our Wisconsin Public Radio studios. Art Stevenson, I saw you on Facebook a few weeks ago, jamming with Adam Gruhl of Horseshoes and Hand Grenades.
Yeah.
In a sugar shack, no less. You were making maple syrup.
That's right. Adam's dad has a maple syrup business, and so Adam and I were preparing for a duet show that we did recently. So we rehearsed in the maple shack with the boil going on and all the bells and whistles going off and this and that. It was pretty exciting.
And you were playing live. It was just wonderful to see all that unfolding live on the internet. We live in a different world today.
We sure do. I was so glad to finally get to do a show with Adam where we weren't in our bands. You know, we were just working together as a duet. It was really different, and I don't get a chance to do that with anybody very frequently. So it was a big pleasure to do that with Adam Gruhl.
Well, we have a phone call here from Ron in Phillips. Ron, you're on Route 51 with Art Stevenson.
Hi, Ron.
Hey, Art. How you doing, bud?
I know. I'm doing great. Mr. Smirdrak.
Yeah, I turned the pickup radio on, and there it was.
It's good to hear from you, buddy.
Yeah, bluegrass. Hey, this show, we can just get these tickets. You've been announcing it. What time does it start?
It starts at 7 o'clock, Thursday, June 7th, at the Rothschild Pavilion. And you can get information at wpr.org/presents.
Okay.
Written any songs lately, my good friend?
I just did an album. I got to get it to you. I just did one. I finished up one. I'm still doing it. You know, I'm still writing.
Well, I can't wait to hear that.
I wanted to tell you, I don't know, you probably don't have time to do any more songs, but if you did, us old country fans love the jolly songs. We like the jolly songs, but we love the sad ones. And one of the saddest ones you've ever done to me is the Rockets.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
And I don't know if you have time to play that. That's a great, great song, and you did a great job on it. And if you got a chance, play it. Otherwise, I'll just pull out the CD and listen to it myself here, you know.
And Ron, I'll certainly sing it on June 7th at the Shindig. I'll certainly do it then.
Okay.
I guarantee.
Yeah. We'll be there. I'll bring a few people with me, and we'll be up there.
Oh, we're going to have a good time. I'm glad you're coming.
You wouldn't miss it.
Ron, I appreciate the phone call. And again, if you also, at the spur of the moment, want to show up, there will be tickets available at the door at the Rothschild Pavilion. Again, that's Thursday, June 7th. And this is another one by Stephanie. It's a song called, Way Over Yonder?
Do you know who wrote this?
Carole King.
Carole King.
Not someone that you would think of as a bluegrass composer or artist.
Stephanie's very good at pulling these numbers in from outside of the fold.
Way over yonder is a land that I know, where I can find shelter from the hunger and the cold, where the sweet taste and good life is so easily found. Way over yonder is where I am bound, and I know when I get there, the first thing I'll see is sunshine and gold.
You know, Art Stevenson, bluegrass is a style, it's a frame of mind, and I think it's applicable to a lot of different musical compositions.
I think so. I think you can adapt other styles to bluegrass. You can do Pink Floyd bluegrass style if you have some imagination.
Well, I'd like to see you try that.
I'm going to stick to the classics myself, but I've seen it done, and I appreciate it when it is done well.
Golden shining right down on me, where the sweet taste and good life is so easily found. Way up yonder is where I am bound.
Well, what's next for Art and Stephanie Stevenson?
Well, I can't wait to play the shindig. We've got on June 7th, we've got one more thing before that, which is this weekend. We're going to Indiana, to Kendallville, to the Tri-State Bluegrass Fest this weekend.
And let's see, you're playing the Northwoods Bluegrass Festival in Ladysmith.
That's up in Ladysmith. That's the weekend after the
June 8th and 9th. Mm-hmm. And then you'll be playing July 1st at Willow Spring Gardens in Wausau.
Right, just before the fireworks.
The 9th Annual Bluegrass in the Pines Festival, August
right.
23rd through the 25th.
That's going to be exciting.
And you're doing a benefit for my friend Marge Gibson and the Raptor Education Group.
Looking forward to that in November.
That's November 3rd.
I hope we pack the place. I hope a lot of people come. They brought birds last year.
Well, Art Stevenson, it has been a delight having you here. And,
thank you, Glenn. Your show is one of my favorites, and I'm so glad to be on it.
Well,
your
shows are some of my favorites, too. So we've got a mutual admiration society going here, I guess.
Yes, sir.
We want to thank today's guest, Art Stevenson. A reminder, you can catch Art Stevenson in high water at the Simply Folk Shindig the evening of June 7th at the Rothschild Pavilion with Joseph Huber and Nickel and Rose. Tickets are available at wpr.org/presents. Tickets will also be available at the door. If you want to find out more about Art Stevenson in high water, check out highwatermusic, that's all one word, .com. If you want to find out more about Joseph Huber, check out josephhubermusic.com. And if you want to find out more about Nickel and Rose, check out nickelandrose.com. I'm Glenn Moberg of Wisconsin Public Radio. Thanks to our executive producer, Rick Ryer, our on-air producer, Janice Schleiss. Special music today by Art Stevenson and Highwater, Joseph Huber, Nickel and Rose, Horseshoes and Hand Grenades, and Dig Deep. If you missed a portion of this program, you can hear it in its entirety Friday evening at 7 on WHRM 90.9 FM Wausau. It can also be downloaded at wpr.org/route51. Thanks again for riding along with us today. Forward, as we say in Wisconsin. And until next week, we're heading out of town.